The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I understand the cyclical nature of podcasts, but I literally finish editing and then I'm like, it is time to record another one. I'm always listening to us squawk.
That's how I feel about making my stream slides. Like at the end of it, I'm like, wow, that was crazy. Okay, hard left turn because the topics are so like...
Oh my God. No, you totally get it.
I just read 10-year-old U.S. Weekly articles. You're having to listen to us.
Well, you know, sometimes we're funny though, but boy, oh boy, do I just ramble and ramble. So I'm in PJs and Redacted is in a fluffy robe.
So I'm actually, this robe is an exciting new addition because I went to Ross yesterday to get Christmas presents. They did not have what I wanted, but I found a pink Juicy Couture robe, a singular one left. So I wasn't going to not buy it. It's like knockoff. Like it's like the Ross version of Juicy. You know what I mean? Like it's like
when I was growing up, that was Juicy.
Like they got a couple yards of Juicy Couture fabric and said, let's make some robes. You can tell because the words are upside down.
Maybe it was like a defect because there was a place, we didn't have Ross growing up, but we had a place that only sold like misprints, and that's where I bought all my Juicy from.
I bet this is that then. But yeah, it was only $18. So, and then to further prove that it was intended for me to buy this robe, it was in the extra small section and I was like, I'm not gonna buy an extra small robe, like that's immediately no. But I realized it is a size large. Put it on the wrong hanger, so it ended up in the wrong spot for me. Exactly.
God put it there.
No, literally, like I am not religious until stuff like that happens. Like I could see an incredible natural phenomenon, like I could see the northern lights and I'd be like, science is crazy. But if I find a Juicy Couture robe in my size, that's God.
Yeah, she was looking out. No, absolutely. So what did you want to tell me?
Oh, we're talking about holiday parties. So I was like, let me curate my own holiday party. So this is exactly what my students ate for their holiday party. A Capri Sun and 5 Oreos.
We really do have to ration, like we're at war.
No, I like really felt that because I got the Oreos and Chips Ahoy and I said, okay, you can each have 2 and use a paper towel to pick them up. And then they all got them and they didn't have that many kids there that day because I had gotten enough for every kid to have 2, but a bunch of them didn't come to school. So I was like, okay, you can do a second round, but only take 1 on the second round.
I loved a pizza party that you're like cutting the pieces pieces. People roast teachers for that, but what are we supposed to do?
Like, okay, go fuck yourself. You can have a worksheet next year for Christmas if you don't want your double cut pizza.
Yeah, like I have to buy that.
I saw people arguing about that on Twitter. Someone posted a tweet and it was like the thinnest slice of pizza I've seen in my life and a juice box and it was like, POV, you worked your ass off for an entire semester for this. And then someone quote tweeted it and was like, in hindsight, our teachers were buying this with their own money. Like we shouldn't make fun of this. And it was just like a discourse that was going on.
But I love that day though. I love the day where you're like watching a little movie and you're having a little treat and maybe you had like a choir concert earlier that you went to.
What's your go-to movie? What do you show them?
Oh, wow. It's been a really long time. I can't think of any time that I've shown anything in the class during a holiday party because it's so chaotic. I know that I always have The Fireplace from Netflix on. Before Netflix, it was on YouTube.
Oh, I still use the YouTube one. I didn't even know Netflix
had one. It's so loud in there. The kids are not sitting and watching. They are hyped up on whatever they're eating. There's like 10 parent volunteers in the room. It's just pandemonium.
Everyone wants to volunteer for the holiday party. Everybody wants to be there when it's fun and there's sprinkles. Maybe I want y'all here during phonics. That's when we really need you.
I gotta be honest, I do have always also had parents who really want to be there for phonics.
When my mom would come volunteer, she would only do it if like she was running the class. Like she'd be like, I'll come talk to them. And that happened on more than one occasion.
Why can't she be on the podcast?
She can. Do you want me to ask her? She don't give a
fuck. I really do.
Just for reference, I butt dialed my mom when we were recording the podcast and she assumed... This is the family I come from. This is how fucking delusional we are. She assumed we were doing like a surprise guest call thing and stayed on the phone for almost 20 minutes answering the questions. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't warn me, but okay. Cause she said it was like right at the beginning. Like it must have been when I like put my phone in my chair. And she said that she picked up and I was like, welcome back to Teacher Quit Talk. And she was like, okay.
I am obsessed with the icon that is your mother. I don't think I'll ever stop being impressed by her.
20 minutes.
20 minutes is a long. Weren't we talking about standardized testing or something?
I think so, yeah.
She's down. She's just down. And good for her. So Redacted told you already, we are talking about the holiday party. It's been a minute since I've done one. It's such a blur. Like, it's like I black out and I don't know what's going on. But we've always done, like, with the kindergartners, I always did, like, a little song they perform for their parents. There are so many videos out in the world of me very animatedly doing their dance moves and songs back at them in the front row of every single concert I've ever given.
This was the first year I really like did the holiday moment thing because at my old school, the semester didn't end when Christmas break started. Like we still had 2 weeks in January and our semester like awkwardly ended in the middle of January, which I kind of liked better because then you don't have like the late work at the last minute. You like all the admin are there. The kids aren't like, it just kind of, to me, from like a behind the scenes perspective, made things run a lot smoother. Here, the way the calendar goes, that was like the last day of the semester. So the last day of the semester, like we're finalizing grades, nobody's doing anything. And so also at my old school, we were on a block schedule. So I only saw the kids every other day. So there's not really like a day. Does that make sense? Because it's like, well, you haven't learned this thing yet. Like everyone's kind of at a different place. So there's not really like just a one day where everything shuts down. And then if you want to do it for every class period, it turns into a multi-day event, which like then that turns, you know, it's just a can of worms. But this year we did have like the day because Friday, like grades pretty much were done. It was the finals makeup day. So it was like really we weren't doing anything. So I was like, let's have our little moment. Next year I'm going to do it bigger. I really didn't have it within me this year, but I was scrolling the TikToks of the influencer teachers, not the influencer teachers like me where I cry about stuff, but like the influencer teachers where it's like really cute and they're happy.
They hide the crying.
Yeah. And I saw one of them made her husband come in and do like a hot chocolate bar for the kids, and they had hot chocolate in a crock pot. And I was like, write that down, write that down.
I've done that twice because it was sponsored by Starbucks.
That's the most fucking LA teacher thing I've ever heard. Here's our hot chocolate bar sponsored by Starbucks.
No, it's an influencer teacher who was hiding the crying thing. That's how I got that.
How do I get that? Mine's gonna be sponsored by like the fucking gas station. Sponsored by Circle K.
The relationship between Starbucks and I has severely devolved. Once I got involved with their union and I made a video shotgunning not Starbucks, and I did a whole video about not buying Starbucks gift cards. Starbucks was like, you're done. But the influencer holiday season has been very interesting this year. I've been being inundated with teacher influencer content.
Now that you mention it, I have seen a lot too. Every time I like see that, I just have so many questions. And the number one being like, how do you have time to think of that? Like by the time I'm like, we should do something fun, it's like in 10 minutes.
100%.
Hence why I had 3 packs of Oreos and Chips Ahoy.
So like every year I've always done like the holidays of the world thing. But it's always a little tricky because every year I've taught, I've had a Jehovah's Witness student.
That's what I was about to ask.
What I've always done is like, regardless of what's going on with like the school, very strict winter.
It's winter.
We're going to make freaking snowflakes and we're going to drink hot chocolate and talk about snow.
I had to buy a gift for someone whose religious situation I'm extremely unaware of. So I got a little children's storybook about like a snowflake and the cycle of a snowflake. And he has like a face and a character. And I was like, this fucking eats. This is literally perfect.
You can do like books like that, draw-alongs. They have little draw with me videos on YouTube that you can draw like a cup of hot chocolate with a face on it, or like a snowman. And my kids will do those for like 30 minutes.
Oh, we're going to be doing the draw along.
They're so fun.
I've never heard of that. Like I knew that that existed, but I've just never thought about it within this context.
They're so, so fun. And we do like a little craft. And then like in social studies time is when we're like, okay, let's talk about holidays and like what
the history
it looks
like of the holiday.
Yeah. Which they love that. Wait, do you guys do choir or winter
there
song
is-
shows?
There is a choir class, but I'm not privy to what goes on in there.
You guys don't go to their performances?
They had like a band chorus winter concert thing, but it was at night.
Oh, yeah. That's, I guess that makes sense with the big kids.
I don't think it does. I want to watch.
When I was in choir, we would do it during the day too. We did it twice. But we did ask some strangers about, not strangers, you all are not strangers. We asked y'all about your holiday parties, and boy, oh boy.
I hope someone submitted, like, my boss cheated on his wife at our work Christmas party. Oh, like, that's,
well, let
I
me start
see.
With that then. Let me start. This person dropped in the question and answer box. Oh, shit. No, it's not about cheating.
Damn it.
Sorry, I misremembered. But this is pretty good. It says, our drama / philosophy teacher and head of school got in a physical fight. And I DM'd them and said, say more right now.
On Jesus's birthday.
Mm-hmm. They said, haha, I had already left because people would get so drunk and it would get messy. So I had only heard secondhand, but apparently they were both super drunk. The drama teacher had previously skinny dipped at a staff meeting.
Wait, staff meeting? Not
gathering.
Party.
Gathering, sorry. I misread.
Like, what the fuck was that meeting about? Like, no judgment. Like, I'm not judging you, but I just want to know.
See, when I asked for a holiday party, my brain was thinking at school with the children. That is not what's in this
good
question and answer box at
good
all.
We already debriefed. We had hot chocolate. I watched Elf with mine. Then we did a Home Alone double feature. Oh, I forgot to tell you. This is the most interesting part about my holiday party.
Okay, tell me.
It turned into an extended holiday party extravaganza, if you will, because there were a couple physical altercations within the building, so we got put on lockdown for 4.5 hours. So we watched both of the Home Alones.
You know, I was going to ask you, because you did mention that to me previously, that you were starting the second Home Alone, and I was like, wow, block schedule is longer than I thought, but I just, like, let it go.
No, literally, I got an email that was like, due to the avoidable incidents that occurred. And I was like, do you guys want to watch Home Alone 2?
Yeah, that is a pretty exciting twist to your holiday party.
This is an extravaganza now, not a party. Fourth Oreo.
Every hour. Okay, so euphoria high over here. They said he got fired at the end of that year because apparently he got in a fight at Christmas with the head of school and also the head of maintenance. And they said it was a boarding school. I guess the lines between work and life had gotten blurred.
Love when that happens. I love when people have absolutely no fucking boundaries and are like their weirdest, most dysfunctional self in the workplace.
Oh, this is what I was remembering. The Christmas party the year before, the VP fell into and knocked over an entire table of glasses and then was hiding from his wife who wanted him to head home. They were drunk off of apple cider made from their own apple trees. People hadn't eaten all day and just started pounding it on empty stomachs at 3:30 p.m. in the library.
There's regular drunk, and then there's a 3:30 p.m. apple cider from Cheryl's trees at a work party drunk. And I need to be the latter. I can so see that too, because like, it's a chaotic day. You skip lunch because you're like, oh, I'm going to that party later. I'll just eat there. It's at 3:30. Like, it's 3:30 is not crazy late to eat lunch. It's weird, but it's not crazy. So I can see how you could get there. And then bam, wasted.
Wait, I have more. Wait, where did this go? Oh my, Catholic school. So the white elephant gift exchange was all alcohol sets. Is that like a Catholic school thing?
I don't know. One thing that happened at my old school, this was hilarious. I love this woman. I know she did this on purpose. Obviously, you're not allowed to have like liquor on school grounds.
Sure.
And we were doing like, we gave each other Christmas presents and she was like, oh, I got everybody strawberry margarita mix. Like you just add the tequila on your own. It's really good. And she was like, I buy this mix and I just add the tequila to it. And it was the Trader Joe's one that already has alcohol in it.
I knew it was going to be the Trader Joe's one because I've done that. But it's wine. So you're mixing wine and tequila.
But still, she brought 6 bottles up to school.
It's so bad. We had to have multiple discussions about that at my school because parents would bring you alcohol.
You're like, meet me in the parking lot. Like, I'll meet you in this Trader Joe's parking lot after school.
Yes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This one said, I received underwear that had been folded up to look like a rose. It was thankfully new. The boundaries are on zero. Maybe it's not just the boarding schools this time, it's everyone.
So I saw a video of a mom at her son's wedding, and she had the rose because apparently when he was a little boy, he didn't know it was underwear, and he like saved his money and bought it at the store for his mom for Valentine's Day, and she just kept it and then gave it to his wife, and she was like, I think this is better suited for you.
That's a good boy mom story,
right? I hate when they're
social
like
social media doesn't, yeah,
and now I'm passing my son to another woman. What the fuck are you talking about?
Ew.
Like, literally, what are you talking about?
We never had any holiday party because nobody at our school talked to each other.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I mean, I only worked at one school that I remember that had a holiday party. Are you having a staff holiday party?
No, apparently we have some years, but this year we went to the state championship for an important sport. So we all got to leave early on the day that we would have done. It just kind of like the state championship kind of like overshadowed it. But we did a holiday Thanksgiving party, but I didn't go to that because I was sick and also I didn't want to.
Well, this person had the opposite experience. It says they hosted at their apartment and 80 people showed up.
What? If 80 of my coworkers showed up at my house, I would literally like just go run in my backyard and climb over the fence and like never return.
That happened to me in college several times where I was hosting and literally hundreds of people showed up to my 2-bedroom apartment. I feel so bad for my neighbors from that era.
The experience of having people in my home is something that brings me so much anguish and anxiety that I avoid it at literally all costs.
Oh my God. We host at every opportunity. Anytime there's a holiday or somebody's doing anything, we're like, do you want to come to our house? Do you want to come to our house?
If there's someone in my house, I turn into like sim mode and I like can't sit down. Like I just feel so awkward. Like I feel like I'm performing.
I know exactly what you mean by sim mode. I just read something while you were talking and I'm sorry.
What did you read? Tell me.
It says, last year, my new admin got so blackout drunk, she had to be carried by 2 male teachers and would not stop telling all of us about her impending divorce and went into detail about her sex life. Then asked me if I made enough to live and made me take a picture with my co-teacher stating that we are her work children and would have been best friends if she was 24 again. Safe to say, she no longer works here and called out of work for a month after the party.
Does this woman have any interest in being on the podcast? Because I am absolutely in love with her so far.
She's giving Jan from The Office.
I absolutely, like that, that's my favorite type of coworker. Like I love a coworker that tells you the most horrifying details of their personal life, absolutely unprompted. This person seems like they were made very uncomfortable by her bringing up her divorce and her sex life. I would have been eating that up. I would have been like, so he just, was it like an emotional issue for him or a physical issue for him?
Yeah. I know. I would have been all over that. I guess you never know with admin. Because if it's a coworker, I feel like I would be like, well, we're absolutely best friends right now.
But if it's your administrator, it's like,
it's like, are you going to observe me now?
You're going to be horrified by this sentence. And unfortunately, this is really just who I am as a person. I love it when an authority figure breaks it down like that in front of me, because then like we're equals now. And like, I'm going to be there for you in that moment, and you're gonna feel trauma bonded to me, and you're gonna feel like you can never criticize me ever again, because I will handle it so fucking good. Mm-hmm. That anytime you go to criticize me, you're gonna be like, fuck, when I was drunk crying about my divorce, she was like really there for me. I can't do this.
I like how it crosses the boundary into like person to person versus like authority figure to employee or whatever you'd call that.
Yes.
It's so special and beautiful to me. It's like the women's bathroom at a club.
It like breaks down that power dynamic.
I love that.
Like I remember when I worked at that hotel, one time my manager like was just like really going through it, and she had a little bit of a mental breakdown and cried to me about how she felt like she was going nowhere in her career and that the degree she got was useless, and she felt her exact words were, "I just feel like a fat, ugly, broke mom." And like ever since that moment, like that's bestie right there.
Yes, we are friends. I love that with parents too, though. I love a parent-teacher conference. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, that parent like called you and talked to you for so long, or they said that about their divorce or they're dating again or whatever. Like, I'm like, I'm not put off by that at all. I want to know everything about you, and I want you to tell me, and I want us to like, because everything about the parents influences the children as well. So I also get such good insight into like how they're doing and like, oh, well, that must be why so-and-so doesn't like men. You know what I mean? Like all these things. The personal connection, man. So we have a different kind of administrator. The principal asked a teacher if it was true that she called her a bitch last school year.
At the holiday party?
To her face.
My dream for a holiday party, if I was a principal and didn't care about anyone's emotions, I would make a Kahoot with like things that went wrong during the year. So it'd be like, which teacher accidentally invalidated a whole group of test scores because they forgot to collect the phones?
Some Instagrammer, their school does Elf on the Shelf for the staff every single day, I guess. And in the lounge by the mailboxes, there's the elf sitting there with a different teacher's face on the elf, like printed and taped. And then there's a poster board behind the elf of like all the shit that the teacher did this year that like went wrong or was funny or like what, like it's like a roast for that
teacher. I do not have thick enough skin to work at this school.
It looked fairly innocuous, to be fair.
It was like all in good fun. I thought it was gonna be like number of times they accidentally replied all 7. Number of students failed.
Depending on the teacher, maybe they would have been cool with that.
I've seen people do like the petty cahoots at like family events. I tried to do it and then I made it and my sister told me it was too mean and made me delete it because she said I was like went for the jugular too much. She said I like went for too many sensitive topics.
Oh my God. A lot of teachers sleep in their cars after our yearly holiday party because they can't drive home. Responsible.
Very responsible. I'm so happy that Uber exists. I just couldn't do that. I would absolutely leave my car there, but
We got one from a classroom. The PTO gave us a game to play with marshmallows and cups, but no instructions. I taught them beer pong, essentially. I teach second grade.
They probably had so much fun.
They probably did. It's like, okay, you make a triangle out of the cups, and now we're going to try to get the marshmallow across the table into the cup. It's only beer pong if there's alcohol.
Oh, speaking of beer pong, I need to ask you a generational question.
Okay.
So, for those who know, my boyfriend is a little bit older than me. Him and his friends were all very shook when I told them that, like, when I was in college, when we played beer pong, we would put water in the cups.
Versus having beer in the cups and drinking out of the cups. I knew you were going to say that.
Because that's fucking disgusting.
It's disgusting.
To be bouncing a ping pong ball all over the floor and then to drink out of it.
It's absolutely gross. And I feel like the people that think that that's genuinely how beer pong works learned how to play beer pong from watching, like, American Pie or some kind of teenage movie. Because that's what they depict in movies. Like, they get it in, they drink it. But when I got to college, I remember thinking that that was how it worked. And they were like, no, girl. Nobody does that.
No, like, he has multiple friends who went to different colleges who were all like, you're crazy. Maybe it's a gender thing.
Well, I was going to say that, but this is men who taught me that it's gross to have beer in the cups and then drink the cups. Have you ever played beer ball? That was my favorite game.
No, I wasn't fun in college.
Oh, it was so fun. There's a 4 corners of beer cans. You play with a partner. And you throw the ball to hit one of the beer cans. And if you hit the beer can, you get to drink and your partner goes to get the ball somehow. I'm fucking this up. But it's really fun.
YouTube it, people.
And then once the ball is back on the table, you stop drinking. But maybe you're making the other people drink when you hit the beer. I don't remember. Somebody knows. Google it, guys. It's really fun. Don't teach it to second graders. Former colleague said her last school's after hours party had meth and principal hookups.
What?
Are you from Pennsylvania by any chance?
Meth is crazy. If you said like ketamine, I would like believe you. Or like ecstasy. But meth? This is the way that I view it, is like, I don't really know any casual meth users.
Meth will fuck you up.
I don't think there is that with meth.
No, meth, that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've gotten. I have no firsthand experience with it.
I know a lot of people who got clean from meth, and it's brutal. This person says, I wore a Hanukkah shirt on Santa Cart Day, so the PTA didn't ask if I wanted a treat, but walked through my room asking others if they wanted a treat. Fuck that PTA.
That's so fucking rude.
It's so rude. Like, what the fuck is even the Santa cart? They get little Treatos? I feel like we had that.
I think so. It's like when they go around and give people like a little, like a snack or like a pastry or like a cookie or something like that.
I'll fight your PTA for you if you want. Oh my gosh. This person taught pre-K or something. They said their assistant freaked out, screamed at them, left. They say no, for no reason. And this person had to clean breakfast and host the Valentine's Day party alone and over ratio with parents. Now that's a bad day. Not only did you get an interpersonal conflict, it's the Valentine's party, which is the worst of all the parties.
Why is the Valentine's one the worst? Candy?
Well, not only the candy. It's the candy, but it's also the passing out of the Valentines. My first year teaching, I was so confused and a little like judgy because people said, do not let the children label the Valentines with names. Tell your parents not to label the Valentines. And I was like, that's so sad. That like defeats the purpose. Like they need to like pass out their little notes to everyone. And then the day arrived, and I realized exactly why they said that, because there will still be people, of course,
because it takes 900 years.
Yes, and they can't read.
Right, for sure. Didn't even think of that.
So it was pandemonium. They're little, so they don't have a big wingspan for carrying things, and they're carrying these bags of Valentines of varying levels of involvement. Some of the parents have made like Ziploc bags. Some of them just have little cards, but they're passing them out. Maybe they wrote their classmate's name in their little baby handwriting, so they can't read it. I don't know who they wrote. I don't know what's going on. Somebody's crying. There's candy mother effing everywhere. Boxes that parents have made for the Valentines are just positively overflowing, if they're being used at all, because how in the world are you going to get all 27 of the kids to like put the Valentines nicely in the Valentine box for each one of their students? What you're doing as a teacher is, Miss, where is so-and-so sit? What does this one say? What's this say? Just absolute chaos. I have a picture somewhere of my Valentine's Day party from 2019, and I am like sweating. A parent will come into the class to assist, and I'll be like, welcome, find a spot. I don't know. Like, start answering
questions.
Do whatever
you want.
Keep your eyes out. Nobody dies.
If someone runs away, grab them. Yeah,
stand by the door. No elopers. We just need to keep them all right here. So I, although initially was very judgy of that piece of advice from my more experienced colleagues, I ate my words completely.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah. Oh, we had a COVID virtual party. My principal sang songs with the guitar, and one of my coworkers was so drunk that he kept interrupting and yelling over the music. 2020 parties sucked.
To be drunk at a virtual work party. I respect that, because you could have just not logged on.
I remember those parties so well because my teacher bestie was always like laughing at me because I am very uncomfortable with silence, and I'm trying to like ha-cha-cha to like get people to like talk to each other. She was like, if you're not at these parties, like it's so quiet and awkward. And I'm like, I'm glad I'm not there then, because I can't carry us all.
I can't do this. I had to host my old manager's virtual baby shower. I crushed that shit.
Oh, I did that once?
They literally asked me to do it.
You do the little games?
There was like we had like a whole little party committee, but hers was virtual because she was the manager of our specific role. So most of the people she managed were in like other offices. So like they had to do it virtual to make sure everybody was included. Because normally when we would do parties, it was like an office. So they literally came to me. I felt like I was like being called into like a secret CIA mission. They like called me into a meeting, just me. And I was like, oh, I'm getting fired. Perfect. And they were like, hey, we know you had to teach during the COVID times. Can you help us with this? We literally have no idea what to do. Like they were like, we got nothing. We did play little games. I made a Nearpod where I had the little time to climb game and we guessed celebrity babies. Mm. And then a bunch of the wrong answer choices were pictures of like people on our team as babies. Like I got a couple people to send me their baby pictures. Oh, so it was like, which baby is Kim Kardashian's? And like I was one of the pictures.
That's amazing.
And then we had a little Nearpod collaborate board where they got to give advice. Because not just the manager, she was having the baby, but her husband also worked there. So there was one where they got to give mom advice, dad advice, and then advice for their baby.
That's so cute. I don't remember what I did at mine because I blacked out. I have to disassociate for some things to turn my personality on in real life.
No, I know what you mean. Like, I will go into, I feel like a 1950s game show host mode.
You have to put on a little character.
Where I just, like, turn all my independent reactions off. And I'm like, all right, everybody. And then when I get out of it, I get like embarrassed about myself.
Oh my.
Like I see myself and I'm like embarrassed.
I give myself the ick.
Yeah.
This person admitted that they stole something. Says, admin didn't realize they forgot to raffle one of the gifts, so I took it. It was a nice bottle of vodka. It was a cash bar, so my table saved money and had a very good night.
Hell yeah.
All right, Robin Hood.
That's what I like to see.
Wait, this is the last one. This is another person. I won the raffle and got an AMC gift card and 12 cents in coins. Why the coins?
Why the fuck was 12 cents in coins? That the gift card alone was more respectful.
Seriously? Oh, this person sent us a voice memo.
One of our holiday parties, our principal was hosting at his house, and my coworkers liked to drink a lot, including the principal. The first year that he was at our school, as principal, he hosted a holiday party and the principal himself got really drunk and it was just really uncomfortable because you could tell he was nervous and he like made weird like sexual jokes about his wife and we were just all really uncomfortable. Most people had left by that point of the party, but we were just like, okay. Then him and his wife got divorced like a year or two later. Then another holiday party with the same principal, one of the teachers got so drunk that when the principal was basically like cutting him off and was like, we need to order you an Uber, the teacher like grabbed the principal's wrist and was like, no, I'm fine. And so then someone else had to like take him out of the room and like calm him down. This is the teacher. And then they finally like shoved him into an Uber to go home because he wouldn't leave and he wouldn't stop drinking. Oh my gosh, it was crazy.
That's like an episode of Cops.
To be at your school holiday party and someone says you're too drunk, to grab them and be like, I'm fine. Even if I wasn't too drunk, I'd be like, let me just leave because this is embarrassing.
So embarrassing. I'm so secondhand embarrassed about that.
And I also really, really, really love the energy of the previous year, the principal hosting the holiday party at their home and then getting super drunk when it was their first year being principal. I love that. Because if it was their first year being principal, that means you guys have known this person for, like, what, 4 months? And you're in their house and they're wasted? What do you do when you're at someone else's house and they get drunk? Like, you can't call them an Uber. Where are you going to call it to?
For yourself.
I'm calling an Uber for you to go to a bar. I think this energy would be much better fit.
Yeah, you're in the wrong space. We're going to hang out with your wife.
We'll keep hanging out at your house and be normal. You can have fun at the Applebee's drinking Dollaritas.
This person says, the school I had joined was notorious around town for their Christmas party. Okay, you work at a school and you have, like, a rep. Okay.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
I like that a school is known for having the wildest Christmas parties. Y'all hiring?
Yeah, right. There were always lots of very drunk people and crazy things that went down. But the year before I started, there is a reason there is no longer alcohol served. Two people got knocked up at the party. And many
at
people
at the party.
Two. And many people saw what went down, or shall I say in.
Stop. Stop.
Jail. You have to get...
Stop.
The bus for prison is
like,
here.
It's not like, oh, we saw it was getting a little hot and heavy between the two of them at the party, then they left, and then she was pregnant. It's like, y'all fucked in the coat closet, and I saw when I went to go pick up my purse.
It continues. One who was the vice principal got knocked up by a non-teaching member of the staff. She was married and even had two kids at our school.
No!
Another was a teacher coach, of course it was, who got knocked up by the custodian. When I tell you they didn't look at or speak with each other at school except straight facts about the baby, The whole thing became like a hush-hush secret. How do two people get pregnant at your holiday party?
Can I come next year?
Yeah, I'm coming.
I need to see what's going on.
They're not allowed to get drunk anymore.
The janitor, but then she doesn't talk to the janitor. You're going to have a secondary holiday party sponsored by Teacher Quit Talk just because I want to see. It's going to be like the Hunger Games, but no one dies. I make you guys all go in a room and party because what's going on here?
And we're like sitting there with monitors. Just like watching.
The executive producer of Jersey Shore lived in an apartment above the house and had monitors 24/7 with everything that everyone was doing. That's gonna be me at you guys' holiday party.
I didn't know that.
And Snooki's dad used to call her and be like, is my daughter drunk? And she'd be like, she's fine.
Well, that was a lot.
That was a lot. You guys' workplaces seem pretty intense, and not in a good way. I mean that as an insult.
Not to get too psychoanalyzy, but I feel like when you're getting ready for the end of the semester and then you like hit that party, it's like you're going literally from 100 to 0. And I just feel like people probably are in a space that they want to drink. They want to let loose. They're yearning for human connection. And it's just probably a bad combination of a lot of things.
It's like the perfect storm of things. Of like exhaustion, repressed emotions, stress, alcohol. You probably have been out of your routine. You're probably dehydrated. You probably have not had like all your food groups today.
Mm-hmm. It's why your students were fighting and you were on lockdown for 4.5 hours.
I don't know what you're referring to when you say lockdown. I only know the holiday extravaganza Home Alone double feature party. Lockdown? Never heard of her.
Don't know what that is. But boy, did we have 5 Oreos and a good time.
I only know 1 Oreo per hour Home Alone double feature.
You gotta like repeat it every year.
And I was impressed. So some of the girls in my class that, like, I know we're not supposed to have favorites and stuff, but, like, they literally came to my classroom. Because my rule is, if you want to sit in my class and do nothing, you need to have a teacher pass. Like, your teacher needs to have signed saying they do not have a problem with you going there. I don't do the reverse where I write you a pass to your teacher. No, I'm not getting involved with this. If you want to sit in here and do nothing, your teacher needs to sign a piece of paper saying, yes, that's fine. These girls come to me at 8 a.m., with passes from all their teachers for the full day, blankets, pillows, and the biggest bag I've ever seen from a McDonald's in my entire life. And they didn't even bring me the McDonald's. It was for them. They each had like pancakes, sausage, a biscuit. They each had a juice. They each had a coffee. Like,
I think that is so cute that they picked your room. And boy, did they pick right.
Watched a lot of movies that day.
Thank you so much for joining us on Teacher Quit Talk and for sending us your stories. That was a trip. I didn't expect that at all.
We hope you have fun at your holiday party. And if your work isn't throwing a holiday party, get drunk alone and send some emails.
Open up Slack, pop a bottle.
Does Slack have a live feature? They should.
Oh, you can. I'm pretty sure you can call.
You should go live in Outlook. Be like, hey, wanted to come live on the Outlook app tonight.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well.
I'm just thinking about people sending the little ugly ass Outlook emojis while you're on live.
I can't. Okay, we love you so much. Toodaloo.
See you next time.